This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is an interesting time in the Hollywood movie video-based entertainment writ large world. Lots going on. So we called Wesley Morris, who writes about this stuff for Grantland, and asked if he was free to come into the studio and chat. He was, and here he is. Wesley, good to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Three things I want to hit with you today, in no particular order. Oscars, American Sniper, and Amazon.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite? I'll let you decide.
I find American Sniper really fascinating. I find the whole, I mean, because there's so many levels to this story, right? And it does sort of meet up with the Oscars, obviously.
Right. So it's the debate over what the movie represents, the whole thing that's going on in society, where it's popular in this country, the South and the West. I mean, lots going on.
It's just totally fascinating. $90 million the first weekend, and like 105, I think, at this point.
So, have you seen it?
I've seen it.
And?
I don't like it.
No way. Come on, really? I just banged the desk, and you're never supposed to do that in radio. I am so looking forward to this movie.
You should see it. Look, here's the thing. Bradley Cooper is 100% great in this movie.
But
he is. Well, it just, there are too many things the movie wants to try to do and doesn't do any of them particularly well.
Okay, fine. Maybe you didn't like the movie. What about
but that's separate from
what you have to figure Clint Eastwood, who directed the thing, was trying to make us do, which is using this movie to make us think about war in this society in this day and age.
I don't see. Here's the thing, though, for me. I feel like there's a second half of the movie that is only hinted at. I think that, the intent is to sort of complicate the automatic urge to turn a guy like Chris Kyle into a hero. Mm-hmm. And this is sort of leaving out,
because it is really complicated.
Right. It's morally complicated. It is even logistically complicated. And the thing the movie sets out to do, it just doesn't achieve, I think, in part because the script isn't that good.
You mentioned it. The Oscars.
Yes.
This rolls right into that.
Yes.
You and I were in this very room not all that long ago talking about the rise in black movies and how well African-Americans are doing. And, oh my goodness, the award for Best Caucasian goes to...
Yeah, I mean...
I stole that from the New York Post or the New York Daily News. I don't know who it was, but
hopefully Bradley Cooper. I'll just throw that out there.
All right, well, I don't know.
But here's the thing. I'm not comfortable with the pure racism narrative.
Okay.
And this sort of gets to my philosophical misgivings about what the Oscars have become from the standpoint of the studios and the media. These movies come out later and later in the year. Mm-hmm. And so Selma opened on Christmas Day. It went wide on January 9th.
Mm-hmm.
This is not really enough time to enter the sort of collective cultural consciousness. It gives people who feel like Selma was a possible Oscar frontrunner time to mount a campaign against it, which is effectively what happened with all the speculation about how Johnson is treated.
LBJ and all that.
In a movie that's really about something much larger than Lyndon Johnson.
The economic term here is recency bias, right? They're thinking that, you saw this one 2 days ago, and now the nominations are out in a week and a half, and boom, there you go.
And the other takeaway, of course, is the racial issue. I think the answer for the Academy is, we need to actively invite more people of color and women and younger people.
And
there had been some movement toward that. Like, now they're releasing. There's always a story at some point in the year about, like, Seth Rogen is now an Academy member.
Yeah.
Lupita Nyong'o has accepted her invitation to join the Academy.
I don't get those press releases.
You know what I mean? It's cute. But that's a drop in the bucket given the infrastructural entertainment industry problems when it comes to these issues.
We are going to bail on number three because we are flush out of time. We'll talk about Amazon and
studios. Yeah, we can talk about that anytime. Yeah, it's not going anywhere. And once they're going to go to Sundance and pick up a movie, so
we'll talk about it then.
We'll talk about it then.
Wesley Morris, he writes at Grantland. Thanks, man.
Sure.